Welcome to this fourth session in our discussion on cell groups.
Projeng sumping dina sesi kaopat dina diskusi ngenan kelompok sel.
We have talked to you already about the three purposes of the church.
Parantos nyeros ngenan tilu tujuan ti gereja.
The church exists first of all to pastor believers.
Nuka hiji gereja kanggo ngembalakeun jalmi percanten.
Then to evangelize the lost.
Tas nginjilan nu ilang.
And finally, to raise up leaders. We believe that the cell group church is the best structure to accomplish these three things.
Gereja komsel struktur nu sae kanggo ngahontal tilu hal.
Once your church has become a cell church,
waktos gereja sadarek janten gereja sel,
I want to encourage you today in the anointing of multiplication.
Abdi hoyong adorong saderek dinten ieu tina urapan multiplikasi.
Stop and think about God in the Bible.
Beren sareng imutkeun ngeunaan Gusti tina Alkitab.
From Genesis chapter 1, he taught the principle of multiplication.
Kejadian pasal 1 anjeunna malikan prinsip multiplikasi.
He told Adam and Eve, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it."
Anjeunna ngadawuh ka Adam sareng Hawa kanggo nganak incu tampi seur pinuan bumi tur kudu ditaklukkeun.
In the book of Acts, we see that the number of the disciples multiplied and grew.
Dina caros padaman rasul-rasul urang ningali jumlah murid dilipat gandakeun sareng tumuwuh.
How can cell groups help your church to multiply and fill your land?
Kumaha komsel tiasa ngabantos gereja saderek ngamultiplikasi sareng minuhan daerah saderek?
This fourth session can be the most powerful lesson you've ever learned in church growth.
Kasih kaopat tiasa janten pelajaran nu paling kawasa anu parantos diajar ku saderek.
Because once your church structure is correct with cell groups,
pami struktur gereja sarek leres sareng komsel,
there is no limit to the amount of multiplication you can accomplish.
Daya batasan kanggo pelipat gandaan nu tiasa diraih.
I want to give you three principles of multiplication.
Aya tilu prinsip multiplikasi.
The first is found in Genesis chapter 15.
Nuka hiji dina Kejadian pasal 15.
Abraham understood multiplication in a vision.
Abraham ngartos multiplikasi tina titingalian.
The Bible says the Lord appeared to Abram in a vision.
Alkitab nyarios, Gusti ningalikeun dirina ka Abraham dina titingalian.
And that is the first word I want to give you.
Eta kecap nu ngawitan nyaeta kecap
is the word vision.
Titingalian.
Vision is a snapshot of the future.
Titingalian teh kamampuan kanggo ningali hiji hal nu ngawitan tina rohani.
It is the ability to see something in the spiritual world first.
Kanggo pika payuneun.
When the Lord told Abraham he would have a child,
atas Gusti ngadawuh yen Abraham beus ngagaduhan putra,
he was past the age of bearing children.
Parantos sebut teuing kanggo kagungan putra.
He reminded the Lord he had an heir in Eliezer.
Anjeunna ngemutkeun ka Gusti anjeunna kagungan pewaris nyaeta Eliezer.
But the Lord said, "No, you will have a child from your own body."
Nangdawan Gusti, henteu, maneh beus boga budak tina bini maneh sorangan.
His mind could not comprehend that. So the Lord brought him outside to look at the stars. The Bible says as he looked at the stars and counted them, he believed in the Lord and he accounted it to him for righteousness.
Kalau Alkitab waktos ningali bintang sareng ngetangna percanten ka Gusti, nganggap eta teh bebeneran.
Vision is the first principle of multiplication.
Ditingalian teh prinsip pertama dina palipat gandaan.
You must see the vision of what God wants to do through your cell groups.
Sare kedah ditingalian nu bade dilakukeun ku Gusti ngalangkungan komsel saderek.
Dr. Cho, the pastor of the world's largest church,
Dr. Cho, gembala gereja nu ageng di dunia,
calls this principle the fourth dimension.
Nyebut prinsip ieu teh dimensi kaopat.
All that we can see in the natural world is in the first three dimensions.
Tadaya nu tiasa ditingali di alam dunia ieu dimensi katilu nu ngamitan.
But outside of the dimension of time and space is the fourth dimension.
Dua dimensi waktu sareng ruang aya dimensi kaopat.
This is a dimension where God lives and where faith works.
Ieu dimensi Gusti aya sareng iman nu didamelna.
It is the dimension where Satan also fights us.
Dimensi iblis ngalawan urang oge.
Faith operates in the fourth dimension.
Iman didamel dina dimensi kaopat.
You cannot look at what you see, hear, feel, taste or touch.
Arek teu tiasa ningali kana naon nu katingal, dangu, raoskeun sareng dirampa.
But to multiply, you must look into the fourth dimension.
Aing kedah ngamultiplikasikeun, kedah ningali kana dimensi kaopat.
The Lord brought Abraham out of his tent.
Gusti nyandak Abraham kaluar tina kemahna.
Because his tent represented the first three dimensions.
Kumarki kemahna ngawakilan tilu dimensi ngawitan.
As he looked up into the stars.
Patos ningali ka bentang-bentang.
Every star became a child.
Setiap bentang jadan putra.
He became lost in the multitude of stars.
Dina ilang dina seerna bentang-bentang.
And the Lord said, "That's how many children you're going to have."
Tawan Gusti eta baris kitu gadoh putra teh.
He believed the Lord.
Anjeuna percanten ka Gusti.
And he received his righteousness.
Sareng nampi bebeneran.
Now in multiplying your cell groups.
Tah, dina komsel ngalipat gandakeun.
You must allow the Holy Spirit to give you vision of growth.
Kedah ngijinan Roh Suci masian tetinggalian ngeunaan tumuwuhna.
When we first began the 50 groups,
Pajungawitan ku 50 kelompok,
he gave me a vision for 1,000 cell groups.
Anjeuna masian kanggo 1,000 komsel.
It's been 5 years now.
Kita parantos lumangsung 5 tahun ayeuna.
And we have 600 groups.
Ayeuna ngagaduhan 600 kelompok.
But my faith still sees 1,000 groups.
Imana dunyarios 1,000 kelompok.
You must see the sand of the seashore.
Sareng kedang ningali kesik di sisi basisir.
And the stars of the sky.
Sareng bentang-bentang di langit.
As the number of souls you will win and disciple through cells.
Laku jumlah jiwa nu baris dimenangkeun sareng dimuridkeun ngalangkungan sel.
If you have a small vision.
Bisa rek katut ditinggalian nu alit.
Or you look around in the first three dimensions.
Ningali ka sakuriling dina tilu dimensi ngawitan.
You will never multiply cell groups.
Mal kantos ngalipat gandakeun komsel.
The second principle.
Prinsip kadua.
Is just as important.
Sami pentingna.
It's the principle of brokenness.
Prinsip manah nu remuk.
Because throughout the Bible.
Dina sadaya Alkitab.
God could not use a person.
Gusti henteu nganggo jalmi.
Until they were broken.
Dugi ka manahna remuk.
Brokenness means you no longer depend upon yourself.
Manah nu remuk ngandung hartos henteu gumantung kana dirina nyalira.
After 24 years.
Sapardas 24 taun.
Of waiting and agonizing.
Ngantosan sareng sangsara.
Abraham had his child.
Abraham kenging putra.
By now he was 100 years old.
Ayeuna yuswana 100 taun.
And he was a broken man.
Ayeuna teh nu manahna remuk.
He had given up in the natural.
Parantos sumerah sacara jasmani.
But he clung to the promise of God.
Mung nyepang janji Gusti.
Moses had a vision to deliver the people from Egypt.
Musa ngagaduan visi kanggo ngalepaskeun umat Israel ti Mesir.
But he tried to do that in his own power.
Musa ngalakukeunana nyalira.
He had the vision.
Kaduh visi.
But he was not broken.
Teremuk manahna.
And so the Lord let him go 40 years to the backside of the desert.
Janten Gusti ngantep anjeuna ngumbara salami 40 taun.
It was there he discovered he had no power to multiply himself. Abraham reached also the place of brokenness.
Abraham manahna remuk.
In Genesis chapter 24.
Kejadian pasal 24.
I'm sorry, chapter 22.
Punten, pasal 22.
He had to offer his son Isaac on the altar.
Ayeuna kedah ngorbankeun putrana Ishak di luhureun misbah.
And that brought great brokenness to his life. He was having to raise the knife to this beautiful child he had given birth.
Angkat pisau kaluhuran putrana.
Someone has said,
seorang nyarios,
God cannot multiply you until you become invisible.
Jika hendak katingali.
He will not share his glory with another.
Walang bagi kemuliaan sareng nusanes.
Many pastors want to multiply their cell groups. And multiply their churches. So that they can become better known. God will never honor that. You must die to the vision. Jacob had a vision of a ladder that reached to heaven.
Yakub ningali tangga nudugi ka langit.
But he had to spend 20 years working for
Laban.
The moment he wrestled with God and became broken in his hip, God changed his name from Jacob to Israel, from a trickster to a prince with God. This is the principle of brokenness.
Ia prinsip mananu remuk.
And after Abraham offered Isaac,
taparantos Abraham asian Isaac,
the Lord said to him in Genesis 22 and verse 17,
jena dina kejadian 22 ayat 17,
in blessing I will bless you,
amirek ngabergahan mane secara luyuh
layak, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants,
adamel katurunan mane loba pisan,
as the stars of the heaven,
plus bintang di langit,
and as the sand which is on the seashore.
Sesik di basisir.
This is multiplication.
Kita multiplikasi.
It starts with vision.
Dikawitan ku visi.
Then it moves to brokenness.
Gerak kana manah nu remuk.
And then comes a third principle.
Prinsip katilu.
And that is the principle of reproduction.
Enan reproduksi.
Now I want to speak this session about reproduction. How does a cell group multiply? It multiplies when the leader has the vision of faith. It multiplies when the leader is broken and knows they cannot do it in themselves. And then it multiplies in the principle of
12.
Now I would like to teach you on a powerful principle that Christ taught his disciples. Christ began with 12 disciples. 12 is a number of discipling. It's the perfect number for people to be around you and be trained. Let me show you how we multiply cell groups. I'm going to draw a picture of a cell.
Abdi ngagambar hiji sel.
And show you three ways that we multiply a cell.
Jukan tilu cara ngamultiplikasikan sel.
Now, the first way is a traditional way.
Tukahiji, cara tradisional.
This is the cell leader.
Kita pemimpin sel.
And we will say that they have 12 members like the ticks on a clock.
Kado anggota 12 sepertos angka jam.
In a normal cell group, the multiplication takes place like this.
Kom sel nu normal, multiplikasi kajantenan sepertos kieu.
When the group reaches 12 members,
batas kelompok pergi ke 12 anggota,
they take a leader who is an intern.
Aranjena milih pemimpin di antara aranjena.
He or she is the assistant leader.
Anjena teh wakil pemimpin.
And the group is divided in half.
Kelompok dibagi dua.
The intern takes 6 people.
Wakil nyanda genep jalmi.
And the cell leader takes 6 people.
Pemimpin genep jalmi.
And now you have two groups.
Ayeuna sadaya gaduh dua kelompok.
Instead of just one group.
Daripada mung sakelompok.
Now this is the way we have multiplied many cells.
Ya cara ngamultiplikasi sel.
Cells can multiply this way, but not very rapidly.
Sel biasa ngamultiplikasi ku cara ieu mung henteu lega.
There is also a problem with this type of multiplication.
Aya masalah dina multiplikasi ieu.
And that is, it takes about 6 months for this group to be cohesive.
Periyogi genep sasi kanggo ngahijikeun kelompok ieu.
Because the group is very similar to a cell in the body that multiplies.
Kelompok sami sareng sel nu aya dina salira nu ngamultiplikasi.
They have a first month where they get to know each other.
Sabulan masih kenal.
The second month they define their roles better.
Dua bulan langkung kenal gerak anjeuna.
The third month they began to launch out to the community.
Bulan katilu nembe nembongkeun komunitas aranjeuna.
The fourth and fifth month they grow.
Bulan kaopat kalima tumuwuh.
And the last month they have 12 and they're ready to multiply.
Bulan akhir janten 12 aranjeuna siap ngamultiplikasi.
But here is the problem.
Nanging masalahna.
They are now very close to each other.
Parantos alakrab.
They have met 25 or 30 times.
Parantos pendak 25 tanapi 30 kali.
So they do not want to separate and have separate meetings.
Alimpa pisah ngayakeun pertemuan nyalira.
Another problem.
Masalah sanes.
Is that after they separate.
Parantos papisah.
They never see each other very much.
Papendak saurang sareng nusanesna.
And a leader begins to get discouraged.
Orang pamimpin putus harapan.
Because the leader may do this once or twice.
Orang pemimpin tiasa ngelakukannya sekali dua kali.
And after 3 or 4 multiplications.
Pantas tilu opat kali multiplikasi.
They may think, what's the point of this?
Pangitan aranya nangimut naon tujuan sadaya naiyo.
I build a group.
Bengawitan isi kelompok.
And I cut it in half.
Jantin dijantan kedua.
I build it back.
Bangun deui.
And I cut it in half.
Dibelah deui.
Anyone gets discouraged with that type of cycle.
Saha oke baris tersumanget dina cara ieu.
Now cells can multiply like this.
Sel biasa multiplikasi ku cara kieu.
But I want to show you a more rapid way of multiplication.
Abdi bade nunjukkeun cara multiplikasi nu langkung gancang.
We will call this the principle of 12.
Sebut prinsip 12.
And let me redraw the same circle.
Abdi digambar deui buleudanana.
To show you a second way of multiplication.
Kanggo nunjukkeun cara multiplikasi nu kadua.
Let us take this same person as a leader.
Urang nyandak jalmi nu sami salaku pamimpin.
And let us say that on their job or in their workplace.
Di tempat pada melanana.
They go to form a separate group.
Padamel kelompok misah.
They take 4 people from the job where they work.
Nyandak opat jalmi ti pada melanana.
And they began to meet with them separately from the mother cell.
Nyandak opatan masih ti sel indungna.
We can say that the group has now multiplied.
Kelompok eta parantos ngamultiplikasi.
This person has become a leader of their own cell.
Janten pamimpin kanggo selna.
This meeting meets at a separate time from the mother cell.
Waktos kempalna benten sareng indung selna.
But the important thing is this.
Hal nu pentingnya eta.
This leader.
Pamimpin ieu.
Continues to return every week back to the mother cell.
Uih ka sel indung tiap minggu.
Now they are in 2 meetings each week.
Kado 2 kali pertemuan tiap mingguna.
A meeting where they minister to others.
Pertemuan nu saling ngalayanan.
And a meeting where they receive ministry in their cell.
Sareng pertemuan sanes di mana aranjeunan nampi pelayanan ti sel anjeuna.
This is the principle of multiplication.
Ieu prinsip multiplikasi.
Receiving life.
Nampi hirup.
And giving life.
Masihan hirup.
Now we can say this cell has multiplied to a daughter cell.
Sel ieu parantos ngamultiplikasi janten sel anak.
But the original cell is still intact.
tetap aya hubungan sareng sel asal.
Now we take another person.
Ta urang nyandak nusanes.
In the original cell.
Dina sel asal.
And they decide to become a leader.
Mutuskan janten pamimpin.
They can do the same thing.
Biasa ngalakukan hal nusami.
Have a separate meeting.
Kadu pertemuan umisah.
With four people.
Sareng opat jalmi.
And open their own cell.
Buka sel aranjena nyalira.
They also continue to return to the original meeting every week.
Teras uwih di ka pertemuan asal tiap minggu.
Now we see that each member of the cell could do this same thing.
Tiap anggota sel biasa ngelakuin hal nusami.
So that this one cell,
jantan sel iya,
the mother cell,
sel indung,
could ultimately have 12 cells.
Puncakna tiasa ngagaduhan 12 sel.
Until each member of the cell has become a leader.
Jika anggota sel jantan pamimpin.
Now we call this the principle of 12.
Yaitu prinsip 12.
It is the job of every cell leader.
Eta tugas pamimpin sel.
To turn their cell group into a group of leaders.
Ubah kelompok sel na janten kelompok pamimpin.
This is success.
Eta teh hasil.
The group has multiplied 12 times.
Kelompok kita parantos ngamultiplikasi 12 kali.
But the original cell is still intact.
Nanging sel asal masih dibentuk.
Now watch what can happen.
Ratuskan naon ubah sekajantenan.
If one of these cells that meets
pami hiji sel ieu pendak
also develops some leaders,
ajana ngembangkeun sababaraha pamimpin,
they may go out and start their own cell.
Biasa kaluar sareng ngawitan selna.
They continue to return to their meeting every week.
Ka pertemuan tiap saminggu sakali.
And they have their own cell meeting somewhere.
Ayakan pertemuan selnya lira.
So originally what was just one cell,
dasarna naon numung sasel,
became 12 cells.
Janten 12 sel.
And then the 12 cells,
teras 12 sel,
also formed 12 cells.
Ngabentuk deui 12 sel.
So from one cell,
janten tina hiji sel,
we now have 144 cells.
Ayeuna gaduh 144 sel.
This is the rapid multiplication.
Eta multiplikasi nu enggal.
Of the principle of 12.
Dina prinsip 12.
Now this is a very important concept.
Ieu konsep nu penting.
I would like to show you as well another possibility of multiplication.
Anu bade ditunjukkeun kamungkinan sanes dina multiplikasi.
Let us say that one person in the cell,
haurkeun saurang tina sel,
brings four new people to the cell.
Hendak opat jiwa enggal kana sel.
These four people may multiply also.
Opat jalmi ieu tiasa ngamultiplikasi oge.
And become their own cell.
Janten selnya lila.
We call this an internal multiplication.
Ieu disebutna multiplikasi internal.
The opposite of that would be what I just showed you.
Lawan tina eta anu parantos ditunjukkeun ka saderek.
A person going to a workplace job or somewhere in their neighborhood.
Saurang anu angkat didamel di mana bae dina lingkunganana.
And forming their own cell.
Bentuk sel aranjeuna nyalira.
We call this an external multiplication.
Ieu disebutna multiplikasi internal.
So now we have seen three different ways to multiply a cell.
Ayeuna urang parantos ningali tilu cara nu benten kanggo multiplikasikeun hiji sel.
We have seen number one, the traditional way.
Urang ningali nomor hiji cara tradisional.
And that is break the cell in half.
Eta malah sel janten dua.
Give one half of the cell to the leader.
Kasian sebelah sel ka pamimpin.
And the other half to an intern.
Kasian sebelahna deui ka wakil.
The second way of multiplication.
Cara multiplikasi kedua.
Is an external multiplication.
Multiplikasi internal.
Where one person gathers four people in another location.
Di mana seorang ngempalkeun opat jalmi di tempat nusanes.
The last way is an internal multiplication.
Cara nu akhir multiplikasi internal.
Where four friends of this person split off to form their own cell.
Di mana opat sobat ieu misahkeun diri sareng ngabentuk sel nyalira.
The key is this.
Kuncina ieu.
In each case.
Dina tiap-tiap kasus.
The leader returns to the mother cell every week.
Pamimpin widi ka sel indung setiap minggu.
Now you may say, why does the leader need to return?
Pangitan sarek nyarios, kunaon pamimpin priyogi widi.
This is a very important point.
Ieu pokok anu penting pisan.
Christ sent out his 12 disciples.
Kristus ngutus 12 murid.
But he had them return back and report to him.
Nangin mimarang widi sareng laporan ka anjeuna.
Then he would send them out again.
Pas anjeuna ngutus kaluar deui.
And they would return and report to him.
Rajana baris uih deui sarta laporan.
The process of the mentor.
Proses mentor.
Training their people.
Ngalatih jalmi.
Sending them out.
Putus aranjana.
And then deprogramming them again.
Salas program aranjana uih.
Is a very important dynamic.
Dinamika nu penting pisan.
If you take this cell leader.
Pamerek nyandak pamimpin sel ieu.
And form his own group.
Ngabentuk kelompok nyalira.
And then drop him.
Ras ngalepaskeunana.
He may get discouraged.
Biasa pegat sumanget.
He may not know how to do it well enough.
Panginten teterang kumaha ngajalankeun nu sae.
But by coming back every week.
Uih ka sel indung setiap minggu.
His cell leader can mentor him.
Pamimpin sel tiasa. Ngabimbingna.
Answer his questions.
Amaler patarasonana.
And help him as he multiplies.
Ulungan lakas anjeuna ngamultiplikasi.
Now let me show you the potential of the principle of 12.
Ieu nabi nunjukkeun potensi prinsip 12 ieu.
The developer of this concept.
Alagakeun konsep.
Is a church in Bogota, Colombia.
Ieu gereja di Bogota, Colombia.
And in that church.
Dina gereja eta,
they have had rapid multiplication.
Aranjeuna parantos ngalaman multiplikasi sareng
gancang. In May of 1995,
Mei 1885,
they had 1200 cell groups.
Aranjeuna gaduh 1200 kelompok sel.
They implemented the principle of 12.
Aranjeuna nerapkeun prinsip 12 ieu.
By December of 1995,
December 1885,
they had 4,000 cell groups.
Ngakaduan 4,000 kelompok sel.
By December of 1996,
December 1886,
they had 10,400 cell groups.
Janten 10,400 kelompok sel.
And then by December of 1997,
Ras Desember 1887,
they had 13,000 cell groups.
Gaduh 13,000 cell group.
Look at the incredible growth.
Tingali tumuhuna gancang.
This is the anointing of multiplication.
Eta kucuran multiplikasi.
To grow in 2.5 years.
Tumuh tina 2.5 tahun.
From 1,200 cell groups.
Janten 13 kelompok sel.
To 13,000 cell groups.
Tukawitna 200 kelompok sel.
This is a marvelous method of multiplication.
Ya cara multiplikasi nu ngagumkeun.
And so we can see how they have multiplied their efforts.
Janten urang tiasa ningali kumaha aranjeuna ngamultiplikasikeun usahana.
The goal becomes to raise up leaders.
Tujuanna ngahudangkeun pamimpin.
And not just to get people to attend cell groups.
Sanes mung kanggo ngajaring jami ka kelompok sel.
So here is how I challenge you as a pastor.
Janten didia abdi ngajak saderek salaku pangangon.
If you are a pastor here.
Upami saderek pangangon.
Begin with 12.
Ngawitan ku 12.
Start one cell.
Ngawitan sasel.
With 12 people.
Aya 12 jalmi.
Meet with that cell for a long time.
Riungan jeung sel keur waktu lila.
Train them in what you do.
Atawa ngalampahkeun naon nu ku saderek lakukeun.
And then gradually encourage them to form their own group.
Rahaluan dorong supaya marena ngadamel kelompok masing-masing.
In the second year.
Dina tahun kadua,
all 12 of them should be leaders.
12 jalmi teh kedah janten pamimpin.
They should have their own group.
Marena ngagaduhan kelompok masing-masing.
By the end of year number 2.
di akhir tahun kedua,
they should all have 12 leaders leading cells.
Maranena kedah ngagaduan 12 pemimpin nu mimpin sel.
So at the end of year number 1,
di akhir tahun nawitan,
you have 12 cell groups.
Adare ngagaduan 12 kelompok sel.
At the end of year number 2 or 3,
akhir tahun nomor 2 sareng 3,
you have 144 cell groups.
Adare ngagaduan 144 kom sel.
And then, whenever the Lord blesses you with multiplication, when each of these have 12, you would have 1,760
cells.
This is a very simple principle. But it works fantastically. Now in our church, this is what happened. For the first 4 years of our growth, we only multiplied in the traditional way. All of our groups were based upon geography. But 1 year ago, we changed our strategy. And we went to the principle of 12.
Alih ka prinsip 12.
And now our cells operate the same way.
Ayeuna sel teh gerakna sami.
We are operating as a homogeneous cell group.
Sapertos kelompok nu sajenis.
As this person becomes a leader,
sementara jalmi ieu janten pamimpin,
they are opening groups among people that they relate to.
Bukadei kelompok di antawis jalmisa pergaulan.
If they are a nurse,
pamina hiji perawat,
they work at a hospital,
tidak melayani di rumah sakit,
they are operating and getting nurses involved in their cell.
Gerak sareng narik perawat sanesna kalibat tina sel.
If they are a lawyer,
pami pengacara,
they get legal professionals around them.
Ngajaring profesional di sakitarna.
We have women's groups.
Aya kelompok istri.
We have men's groups.
Aya kelompok pamegut.
We have professional groups.
Profesional.
We have medical groups.
Medis.
We have musical groups.
Musisi.
We have youth groups.
Kaum muda.
We have student groups.
Pelajar.
These are all being developed out of the cells.
Sadayana dilegakeun di luar sel.
So in one cell,
enten dina hiji sel,
you may have a business group.
Aya kelompok bisnis.
This person may become a leader.
Jalma ieu bisa janten pamimpin.
Of a men's group.
Kelompok pamegut.
This person may become a leader.
Oke jalma ieu tiasa janten pamimpin.
Of a women's group.
Kelompok istri.
So we have unlimited potential. We are growing and assimilating new converts from our church. We are bringing people to the cell to be saved. And we are raising up leaders within the group. They are birthing their own groups. Until the point that this is no longer a cell.
Tukikan teh disebat deui sel.
But a group of leaders.
Nanging kelompok pamimpin.
We call this person now.
Abi nyebatna ayeuna.
Instead of a cell leader.
Sanes pamimpin sel.
A leader of 12.
Nanging pamimpin 12.
This is a very important difference.
Ieu bentena kacida pentingna.
Because the cell leader now has tremendous motivation.
Pemimpin kadang motivasi nu luar biasa.
Instead of them just birthing a group and cutting it in half.
Ibatan mengalahirkan kelompok sedang melahan jantan dua.
And overdoing that cycle over and over.
Pengalukkan siklus ia beberapa kali.
Now they have a big vision.
Ayeuna aranjeunna ngagaduhan visi nu ageung.
They can develop 12 leaders.
Kembangkan 12 pemimpin.
Who will then develop 12 leaders.
Terus ngalgakeun 12 pemimpin.
Who will then develop 12 leaders.
Ngalgakeun 12 pemimpin deui.
In Bogota,
di Bogota,
I met one young man who is 26 years old.
26 tahun.
I asked him how many cell groups were under him. He said 800. 800 cell groups.
800 komsel.
In 5 years.
Dina 5 tahun.
He has raised up through the principle of 12.
Anjena diguahkeun ngalangkungan prinsip 12.
It is the secret of rapid multiplication.
Eta rahasia multiplikasi enggal.
And we're not talking even about revival.
Tanyeros ngenaan kebangunan rohani.
Because if revival comes,
pamika bangunan rohani sumping,
thousands of new souls,
ribuan jiwa enggal,
will be added to yourselves.
Mari ditambahkeun ka sel saderek.
This is a process of training leaders.
Ia proses ngelatih pemimpin.
And this is how we multiply.
Ia cara multiplikasi.
I want to challenge you to multiply.
Abdi bade nantang saderek kanggo ngamultiplikasi.
Jesus talked about the man who had 5 talents.
Yesus nyarios ngenaan nu gaduh 5 talenta.
The man who had 2 talents.
Anu 2 talenta.
And the man who had 1.
Sareng mung hiji.
The man with 5 doubled his money.
Nu gaduh 5 talenta ngalipat gandakeun artosna.
And was rewarded.
Sareng kenging buruh.
The man with 2 doubled his money.
Kedua talenta ngalipat gandakeun artosna.
And was rewarded.
Nampi buruhna.
But the man with 1.
Nu hiji mah.
Hid the talent in the ground.
Nyemputkan talentana dina tanah.
He did not multiply at all.
Tengalipat ganda kenana.
And he rebuked the king who had given him the money.
Kala ngambek nyeselan ka raja numasian artos.
He called him a harsh man.
Nyebat jalmi kejem.
But the king says, no, you are lazy.
Raja sanes, maneh jahat sareng kedul.
God does not reward laziness.
Gusti tengahargaan kana kedul.
He does not reward unproductivity.
Anjeuna teu ngahargaan kanu mandul.
He is a God of multiplication.
Anjeuna teh Gusti ti multiplikasi.
Now I want to bring you back.
Abdi hayang nyandak saderek mulang.
To the original scripture in Genesis.
Mulang ka ayat ngawitan dina Kejadian.
Where the Lord said to Adam and Eve.
Gusti nyarios ka Adam sareng Hawa.
Be fruitful.
Loba incu.
And multiply.
Nyeuran.
And fill the earth.
Pinuhan jagat.
Fruitfulness.
Ngasilkan buah.
Is when you are broken.
Di waktu mana saderek remuk.
Your holiness is in your life.
Kasucian saderek nyata dina hirup saderek.
Then he said, multiply.
Mantena ngadawuh sing loba.
And that is the principle of 12.
Eta teh prinsip 12.
Jesus had his 12.
Yesus kagungan 12 murid.
Paul had 12 who traveled with him.
Paulus ngangkat 12 jalmi nu nyarengan.
And in multiplying,
dina multiplikasi,
we come to the last stage.
Urang dugi ka tahap akhir.
And that is, have dominion.
Eta teh ngagaduhan kawasa.
The more you multiply,
mana saderek multiplikasi,
the more dominion God gives you.
Jadi kawasa nu dipasikeun ku Gusti.
If you want your country for God.
Pamisarek mi kaoyong negara kanggo Gusti.
If you want the Lord to give you India.
Gusti masikeun India ka saderek.
Or your nation in Africa.
Tapi bangsa saderek ka Afrika.
Or Russia.
Rusia.
Or South America.
Amerika Selatan.
If you want to fill the earth.
Hayong minuhan bumi.
And have great dominion.
Agaduan kawasa nu ageung pisan.
You must multiply.
Saderek kedah ngamultiplikasi.
The person who multiplies.
Jalmi nu ngamultiplikasi.
Will have dominion.
Baris ngagaduhan kawasa.
Now this is how we put staff on our church.
Kita kumaha abdi netepkan staff di gereja.
We first look with people who have faith.
Awitan merhatuskan jalmi nu ngagaduhan iman.
They're full of a vision.
Penuh ku visi.
They're operating in the fourth dimension.
Aranjana gerak dina dimensi kaopat.
They believe God.
Percantan ka Gusti.
They're not looking to people.
Henteu hoyong dipuji.
They don't complain about what others don't do.
Nu dilakukeun ku nu sanes.
But their eyes are on the Lord.
Aing socana mencorong ka Gusti.
And they have a vision of what they want to do.
Aranana gaduh visi naon anu hade dilakukeun.
And then those are people who are broken.
Atresna eta jalmi teh anu remuk manahna.
They are not proud.
Teu sombong.
And arrogant.
Arogan.
And self-dependent.
Sareng teu gumantung ka nu sanes.
But they have let the Holy Spirit break them.
ngantepkeun roh suci ngaremukeun manahna.
They cry out in prayer.
Manahna ngageru dina doa.
They travail in prayer.
Marurung dina doa.
Like a woman giving birth to a child.
Sapertosi si nu bade babaran.
They are broken before God.
Manahna dina payuneun Gusti.
And they depend upon the Holy Spirit.
Gumantung ka roh suci.
The Bible says we don't know how to pray.
Kitab suci nyaris terang kumaha ngadoa.
But the Spirit will help us pray.
Aing roh anu bakal nulungan urang ngadoa.
For your church to grow.
Para gereja saderek tumuwuh.
For your cell to grow.
Para sel saderek tumuwuh.
You must be broken.
Kedah remuk hate.
And your prayer life must be broken.
Kahirupan doa saderek kedah remuk.
You must allow the Holy Spirit to pray through you.
Kedah ngijitkeun roh suci ngadoa ngalanggungan saderek.
To travail through you.
Maruru ngalanggungan saderek.
And then if you're faithful.
Lajeng nampami saderek satia.
It may take a year.
Diperyokikan waktu satau.
Or 5 years.
Atau napi 5 tahun.
But you will then begin to see multiplication.
Lajeng saderek bakal ningali multiplikasi.
One member of your cell will become a leader.
Iji anggota saderek bakal jantan pamimpin.
And they will go birth a separate group.
Sareng marana bakal ngelahirkeun kelompok anu misi.
And then another leader will become productive.
Sareng pamimpin sanes bakal jantan produktif.
And then a third leader will go start another group.
Pamimpin katilu bakal ngawitan kelompok sanes.
And before long.
Moalami.
All of the members of your cell.
Sadaya anggota sel.
Will have their 12.
Bakal gaduh 12 jalmi.
12 is the number of government.
12 pamarintah.
Jacob had 12 sons.
Yakub gaduh 12 anak.
12 tribes of Israel.
12 suku Israel.
12 apostles of the Lamb.
12 rasul anak domba.
And so in the government of God.
Itu pemerintahan pangeran.
You will focus on multiplying 12 groups.
Bakal musat kekena multiplikasi 12 kelompok.
Who will then focus on multiplying 12 groups.
Bakal musatkeun kana multiplikasi 12 kelompok.
And in this way.
Ku cara ieu.
You will come to the last area.
Bakal dugi ka daerah akhir.
And that is dominion.
Eta kawasa.
Now here's what will happen to you.
Yanu bakal kajantenan ka saderek.
Once you multiply groups.
Saderekan multiplikasiin kelompok.
The Lord will see your faithfulness.
Pangeran bakal ningali kesetiaan.
And the Lord will open doors for you.
Pangeran bakal ngabuka panto kanggo saderek.
You will see open doors even to heads of state.
Bakal ningali panto muka langkung ti eta di pusat negara.
I shared with you in the last lecture how the Lord opened the door to the governor.
Abdi ngabdi ka saderek dina kuliah akhir kumaha pangeran ngabuka panto ka gubernur.
The governor of our state invited me to come and teach him when we started multiplying.
Pur negara bagian abdi ngondang abdi sumping sareng ngawulang anjeuna waktos ngawitan ngamultiplikasi.
The devil hates for you to multiply.
Iblis teresep saderek ngamultiplikasi.
The Bible says in Exodus chapter 1.
Kitab suci nyaris dina budalan pasal hiji.
When Pharaoh saw that the children of Israel were multiplying.
Waktos Firaun ningal yen keturunan Israel nampihan seueur.
He said we must stop them from multiplying.
Jadi nyaris urang kudu ngeureunkeun marena ulah nambahan deui.
He tried to throw the babies in the river.
Anjeunna usaha ngalemparkeun orok-orok ka walungan.
He tried everything he could against them.
Anjeunna usaha ngalawan maranehna.
But the Bible says the more he afflicted them.
Aing kitab nyaris yen anjeunna beki nindes maranehna.
The more they multiplied and grew.
Beking ngamultiplikasi sareng tambih seueur.
Satan hates for your church to multiply.
Iblis ngabenci gereja saderek umpami multiplikasi.
He wants to keep you small.
Anjeunna han supaya tetep alit.
With no vision.
Da aya visi.
With fighting between you.
Upasia di antawis saderek.
With no focus on souls.
Da musatian kana jiwa-jiwa.
And on the harvest.
Sareng panen.
But he has lost you today.
Dengan jeda parantos kalengitan saderek dinten ieu.
Today you've heard the principle of multiplication.
Dinten ieu parantos ngadangu prinsip multiplikasi.
And you are broken, you're not proud.
Hati saderek remuk sareng tesombong.
But you are saying, Lord, multiply me.
Hayang saderek nyarios pangeran lipat gandakeun abdi.
Multiply your kingdom.
Lipat gandakeun kerajaan anjeun.
The more he afflicted them.
Iblis begin nindes maraneh.
the more they multiplied and grew. I look in the book of Acts, and I see how they multiplied. The Bible says when the Sanhedrin afflicted them, they went out rejoicing that they were worthy to suffer for that name. And the Bible says that they were able to multiply even greater. I think about the boy who brought Jesus his loaves and fish. Jesus took those few little loaves. And he operated in the fourth dimension. He could see the five loaves and two fish feeding thousands of people. His disciples says, "What are these among so many?" Jesus did not see the two fish. He saw the ocean. He did not see the five loaves. He saw the wheat fields.
Gandum.
And then it says he broke them. Brokenness is so important. Until he broke the loaves. And broke the fish. There was no multiplication. And then finally. He multiplied. And as he multiplied, the Bible says they picked up 12 baskets. This is the principle of 12. That as you let Jesus multiply yourself, it will meet the needs of thousands and have 12 baskets left over. God wants to multiply you today. I want to take a moment and minister to you. Right where you're watching this video. I want you to bow your head. And close your eyes. And reach out to the Lord. And ask Him to give you the vision. To see beyond the tent of your circumstances. To bring you out to see the stars of the heaven. Millions of souls. The Lord wants to give to you. Can you see the vision today? They are children needing salvation. And then ask the Lord to break you. Maybe there is pride in your life. And you've been self-willed and independent. Act as if you're a loaf in Jesus' hand. Let Him bless you. And then let Him break you. And then I want you to see Him multiplying you. Through the principle of 12. Lord, I pray today. For those watching this video. Give them the vision, Lord. Help them to see themselves multiply. As many as the stars of the sky. And the sand of the seashore. Lift them up above their circumstances. And let them see all that you want for them to do. I bind Satan's attack against them. And I pray, Lord, you would use it to break them. That they would cry out in travail. As Jonah from the belly of the whale. As Joseph from the prison of Pharaoh. As Elijah by the brook Cherith. As Moses from the backside of the desert.
Waktos Musa di padang gurun.
As Jacob when he wrestled with God.
Yakub waktos kelut sareng Gusti.
Break them, Lord.
Remukkan marane na Gusti.
So that they can be used by you.
Biasa dianggo ku Gusti.
And then I pray you would multiply them.
Gusti ngamultiplikasikan marane na.
May the Lord bless you.
Gusti ngaberkahan.
May the Lord multiply you.
Ngamultiplikasikan saderek.
May your seed possess the gates of your enemies.
Beri sadereknya nyalikan pantau gerbang musuh.
May you have children as the sand of the seashore.
Yang suar putrana seperti kesik di pasisir.
We bless you in the house of the Lord.
Abdi ngaberkahan saderek di bait Allah.
And then may you have dominion.
Mugi saderek gaduh kawasa.
May you possess the gate of your enemies.
Saderek ngawasan pantau gerbang musuh.
May the Lord give you the government of your land.
Gusti masihan pamerintah.
May you become a counselor to Pharaoh.
Saderek sing jantan penasihat Firaun.
We speak the Lord's blessing over you now.
Abdi masihan berkat Gusti ayeuna.
Be fruitful.
Sing baranahan.
And multiply.
Sing tambi seueur.
And fill the earth.
Inuhan dunya.
And have dominion.
Alukeun.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lebetna asmaning Gusti Yesus abdi nuntun.
Amen and amen.
Amin.
God bless you. And we are believing for the Lord to multiply your cell groups. In our final lecture on cell groups, we will teach you on the type of leaders who will build your church. Until the next session, the Lord bless you and multiply you.
Gandakeun saderek.